interview by Sergeant Glenn Parker of Mr. Lowell Walker of Westboro. This is an oral history tape recorded by Sergeant Glenn Parker of Westboro with Mr. Lowell Walker of Westboro and his remembrances of early years in Westboro. The time of the recording is September 1985.
Oh. You've lived here all your life?
Oh. Yeah.
Five years,
yes.
Right here.
Yes.
Can you tell me what you recall it being like when you were a kid growing up?
And because that went on the railroad.
Yeah. He had a horse and a wagon.
Yeah, that's a horse and wagon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, there weren't too many other farmers on this, right on Park Street here, were there?
Not here on Park Street, no. Well, I think he picked up on Bowman's over here as he went over that way. And I don't know just how many others.
Yeah.
But there was two or three.
Now, why did he go to Talbot Station rather than downtown?
That line there, I don't know why, I'm sure.
Because the one downtown's closer.
Yeah.
And that went right into Boston.
But, whether... I don't know
just why it was. Yeah. But I know he used to take it over there to
Talbot Station. So you had to milk the cows and do the haying? And... Yeah, we had to do that. And then, as I said, he had quite a big apple orchard. In fact, there's an orchard up here, and this field down here was an orchard. And he used to carry apples to Worcester. He went up about once a week on a horse and wagon, went up the old turnpike, and after you get to Worcester, he'd peddle it out. Here on this side of Worcester, around Shrewsbury Street, and different houses. And he'd get rid of his load and he'd come home and do his chores. We boys used to do some of the chores, what we could. And then we used to raise corn. This field corn,
your father went to Shrewsbury Street to get rid of his apples there. Now, you said you were 8 or 10 at the time?
Yeah. And I remember going to my sister and I. Ever since we started school, we used to sit down here at the corner of Park and Milk Street, get the trolley.
Yeah.
And I noticed in the book there that spoke about Moses Marshall. He was our favorite conductor on the line.
Yeah.
And then there was Mortimer. Billy McGrath, he was one of the things. We used to, in cold weather, we'd go up on but the heroes' porch or in, just inside the hallway. We'd wait for the car to come. See the car come, we'd run out. There was probably 8 or 10 of us from down right around here that used to wait right there.
And did it cost you anything?
Did what?
Did they charge you
Yeah, well, we got the school gave us tickets.
Uh-huh.
And we didn't have to pay ourselves.
Yeah.
But we get the conductor a ticket each time we went to the road. And we get a book of tickets. I think it lasts us a week.
Yeah.
And each week we get those books of tickets.
Did the trolley stop many times between here and the square?
It'd stop at most every house if until they got down to Main Street. If there was kids to get on.
Yep.
They'd stop at every house.
Definitely. Many houses?
No, there weren't too many houses there. Well, there's the Heroes, Fennos, Dr. Reed's house, and
Charlie Reed was a veterinarian at the time.
I don't remember whether there's any kids down the end of Maynard Street or not.
Then after it stopped in Maynard, it came right into the square?
Yeah.
Did you get off at Phillips Street or
yeah.
Phillips Street?
Let's see. Usually Grove Street, I think.
Yeah, Grove Street.
And then it'd go up Grove Street.
Yeah.
And at night, we'd go down and wait either at Mrs. Winchenbeck's store,
yep.
The waiting room there, or else we'd go over by where the jewelry store, wherever Page's jewelry store is now, we used to go over there and wait. See, the cars used to come down there at the turnout and wait there.
Now, can you explain that to me, Lowell? They came down Milk Street.
Came down Milk Street and turned left.
Yeah.
Onto Main Street.
Uh-huh.
And there was a turnout there in front of the jewelry store.
Uh-huh, that's the Burnside building, huh?
Yeah.
Now, do you recall whether or not the trolley crossed over the train? Oh, you don't. No, the train was gone then, wasn't it?
The train was gone.
The tracks were gone.
I remember where the track came up there and stopped. At the, just before it came onto Main Street, there was a bump up there.
Yeah, there was a bump up there, yeah.
And, but they didn't, the train didn't cross over there.
Do you remember when they pulled those rails out, the train rails?
No, I don't.
That's all right,
at the time my father bought this place, 97, they were changing over the track, I think. Put in another bridge.
Yep, that's right.
Down
was
there.
97.
And they were building that at the time he bought this place.
Yep.
And that was before I could remember.
Yeah, but no, but you're right.
Yeah.
That was the year. And
yeah.
Then, it opened in 98.
Yeah.
But what I was trying to get to was the fact that I thought at one time maybe that rail, that street railway that he's talking about, might have crossed over the B&A tracks to make that loop. And then it came back to Milk Street?
Yes. Yeah.
So it made a circle right there in the square.
Well, they didn't turn around. They just changed trolleys. There's a trolley in front and a trolley in back.
Uh-huh.
And they just changed the trolley.
Just changed it over.
And turned the closed car, they tipped the seats. The seats would turn the backs of the seats.
So the other way, yeah.
In reverse.
Yeah.
So.
What was in Winchenbeck's store? I know it was a trolley waiting station, but.
Well, she used to have newspapers and candy, cigarettes.
right next to Orlando Auto Parts.
There was Winch and Bags, then there was Woodman's plumbing store. quite a number of feet.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. And the path that is on the right side of the bricks used to be on back this way, on hitched to the corner, back corner of that house. That was a barn.
That's interesting.
They moved it around to the other side and went first. Hanson's spot it.
Yep. Yep.
When was my number there? He used to use that path for a garage. And they took in the animals at the basement.
That's interesting. When the trolley now, go back to Milk Street a little bit there, there was the station. And is that anywhere near where Langoni's is now? You know that little restaurant there?
Langoni's is right. You'll have to come around it as you come around the ramp onto Route 9.
Well, let's see. I think it's a little further. Just on the further side of Milk Street.
Okay.
But this side of the trolley car, there's the Boston Worcester line went this way, and the Westboro came this side, and here was the station in this corner.
Yep. So that went. That was on the turnpike, that part there.
Yes.
And that went there.
Right in the corner.
Right on the
turnpike and the Milk Street.
And then it went down the hill. Was there a hill there then? Yeah, there was a hill.
Going towards Worcester, on a slope down.
Do you remember what Willow Bridge was?
Yeah.
That was just a wooden bridge, huh?
Just a wooden bridge.
Over the ass of it. And then it went along down over Otis Street.
Yeah.
And then into Shrewsbury, and then, now,
Willow Bridge, Cobb's Bridge wasn't the same.
But no, that's what I was going to ask you. Cobb's Bridge was out on,
135.
Yeah. The North Road to Northboro. That was just a wooden bridge.
Yeah.
Right near the Cobb House there. Willow Bridge, what did Lyman School look like then? Pretty much the way it does now.
No, that path was a going place. It was, all the buildings had boys in, and they gave them something to do. It kept them busy.
Yeah.
And that it kept them out of trouble. There was in Willow Park, that was the building down this way, and there was nearest turnpike was where they kept the disciplinary boys, and they had to keep them busy practically all the time. There used to be a siding down here on the railroad,
yep.
Just this side of the, beside the bridge,
yep.
And they used to have freight cars come in there with loads of coal. And the boys used to have to get down there and shovel coal out of those cars. And then they had two horse wagons, tip cats. They'd go back and forth here hauling that coal up to the school. And,
so they did that on trucking?
Yep.
But they used to, the boys used to raise practically all the vegetables up there. They used to have gardens, and they had a lot of cows in the barn, and they had hens, pigs, and the boys used to take care of them all. But they used to raise a good deal of the food. And as long as they kept them busy, and there was very, very little trouble. I don't remember that we had any trouble with any of the boys.
once in a while I used to catch a runaway and take him back up to school, and I'd get $5 for him.
Yeah. Yeah.
But as I said, they never bothered us here. I did catch one or two fellows in the old shed we had out back here. Get into there, just trying to hide. But,
when you were out working the fields, the orchards that trolleys went through, and the bell was ringing, and did they stop down here much at this station?
If there's anybody wanted to get on or off, it's a pretty busy station because people would come down from the Lyman and wait there, and especially on visiting day. Lyman School?
Yeah, and then you were working out in the fields there when the trolleys went through, and you were always dinging the bells. How busy it was down here.
He's working up that way, waving my hand to all the ones he went by.
They used to tube right along, did they?
They used to travel right along. Take it from Pack Street, going down the downgrade, and they didn't waste any time.
Yeah, right along.
Just before they crossed Packerville Road, we could hear them. Boy, you could hear those wheels. Boy, were they going.
They had a bridge down there over Packerville Road, didn't they? What was that thing? Stone bridge.
Back then, what used to be the sheriff's bank.
Yeah, the foundation's still there.
Over
that bridge. That overpass. So then, do you remember the Lyman Street station at all?
Yes.
That was a house, and somebody...
there was a house. Hitch door, as I remember. That used to... that used to be open all the time, I guess.
That was pretty busy, because the Marlboro Westboro crossed over there.
Of course, folks would come down from the hospital and get off the Westboro trolley and switch to the Boston Worcester.
There was a freight house up there, too.
Thank you.
1922. Now that stopped, you said that most every snowstorm stopped these trolleys from going.
And for a while, that is if there was any amount of snow, but falling